This is a recording of Dr. Tom Roszell for Sunday, May 21st, 2017. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Roszell Live by Dr. Tom Roszell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Roszell Live, right now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Roszell Live. This is Dr. Tom Roszell live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything you want to talk about that we can fix. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk about you and your problems and the things that you really don't know what to do. You've tried all kinds of things. You've applied them in different ways, and you've come up with the same thing. Nothing that works. That's, you know, you're still on the same meds. You're still, you know, doing the same thing. You don't feel good. You still have the same aches and pains. Well, let's figure out a way to do it differently before you head down that road of potential surgery, disability, impairment, infirmity, and so forth. You know, 40 years in practice, and I've seen virtually everything that can walk into any healthcare physician's office. I've seen back pain and migraines. I've seen intestinal problems. I've seen allergy reactions. I've seen cancers. You know, and there's nothing new. The difference is how you look at the process. I think we were better off many years ago when we looked at the body as this machinery that can change and heal and repair itself if we got out of the way. We did simple things. We used the given gifts of nature, of God, to be able to turn things around. And today we figure that it's a chemistry deficiency of some sort, or there's parts in our body that we don't need. Just those two statements, does that make any sense to you, that your headache is a aspirin deficiency? Does it make any sense to you that your intestinal tract is bad because it doesn't need to be there, so some physician's got to remove parts of it, or your gallbladder, your appendix, or your tonsils, or your adenoids, or any of those things, that they need to be removed because they're not appropriate? I don't think our Creator would have put those things in the body if they weren't there for a reason. You know, years ago, when I was much younger, a physician went in, if they did a gallbladder removal, they went in and took the appendix if they were anywhere near it. Didn't make any sense. Didn't make any sense to me then. I'll give you another silly story. Going back many, many, many moons ago, when I was in high school, I started thinning my hair when I was going into my senior year, and I had recurrent tonsillitis. I mean, they got so big, they looked like chicken eggs. And it wasn't for anything except that, you know, my standards of life in those days were not as good as they were today. But our family physician, who, you know, we thought the world of, thought he was a great guy, said that the reason my hair was thinning was because my tonsils were too big. And they were constantly infected. So what did he do? Between my junior and senior year in high school, he decided to remove them and said that would fix it. Well, those of you who know me know that wasn't the fix, because it continued to progress after that, and genetics are what they are, and we ended up that way. But that was the thought process. How many of us get stuck in that model? How many of us get stuck in that hallucination that there's something in our body that shouldn't be there without asking the question, why it's happened to begin with? So here's what happened this week. You know, I go into the practice and we have our staff meetings, and, you know, I meet with my senior staff once or twice a week, and everybody's been hounding me because I haven't done a presentation in-house yet at the new office in quite some time. I'm always lecturing. I'm all over the country. I'm all over the world. I'm here and there and doing things. So this coming Wednesday evening, May the 24th at 7 p.m., I'm going to do something called a healthcare wellness town hall meeting. I'm going to invite you, and we only have room comfortably for about 40 people. So I'm going to do Q&A, and I'm going to present. We're going to talk about brain chemistry and how it affects the body. But we're going to talk about why things happen, why you haven't gotten the results that you think you should have. And you can ask me anything you want. And we're going to take it from how it happened. We're going to walk you through it, and we're going to take each problem that's presented. How about that? It gives you the opportunity to talk about anything that you want to talk about and listen to other Q&As that are in the room. So this Wednesday, the 24th, 7 p.m., I want you to join me. Come to the Rozell Center of Healing just off the National Capitol Beltway, and I'm going to do a healthcare wellness town hall Q&A. All you got to do is call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117, and tell the staff that you would like to attend this Wednesday's presentation. And when we're done, we're going to confirm those reservations, by the way. And when that's that, that's it. There's no more, because I really want to get intimate with you, because I don't want you to sit out in the hallway, even though that we have big, heavy glass doors looking into our reception area. So I want you there. The other thing we're going to do is that we're going to talk about how to measure the potential activity relative to brain function. You know, your brain communicates through your spinal cord and huge, vast networks of, you know, nerves that control every function that your body does, right, and performs. The way you think, how your nerves work, how your muscles move, your capacity to regulate immune systems and so forth. But it depends on a central command and control center, and that's your brain. And if your brain works right, and then your body works right. You know, optimal health can focus on the brain and the body and its interconnecting links. And there's so many things. Remember, in my business, we look at the triad of health. We look at structural, chemical, and emotional. We look at how the nervous system is impacted from many different aspects of injury, very slight ones, some significant. Biochemistry, anything that's exogenous to your body, things that you put in your face that shouldn't be there, things that you need more of to fuel your system that you don't. Today's world, electrical fields, and then stress patterns, emotional patterns. So when this communication from your brain to your spinal cord to your body breaks down, then stress and inflammation goes through the ceiling. Your oxidative stress is what we're talking about, goes up like crazy, and it begins to deteriorate and cause muscles to do all kinds of crazy things and organ systems not to repair themselves, and you don't get anything that works properly. Pain goes through the ceiling. Your sleep doesn't work anymore. Hormones are completely imbalanced. Guys, that's where you go into ED all the time, and very young. Just, you know, the other day, a guy comes in the office, he's in his late 30s, right? Late 30s, and this kid should be stalwart. We ran a testosterone level with him, and I got 90-year-olds that have more testosterone than this kid. You know, so what's happening in our society? What's going on? And, you know, as I've chided and kidded about the ED drugs that are out there, from Viagra to Cialis and everything else, they're targeted to younger guys. Why? What's happening in our environment or in our lifestyles that are causing things? So we're going to talk about these assessments that you can look at, these functional cognitive tests that you can do a predictive pattern of what might happen going down the road. And they measure different types of fatty acids. They measure the trans fats in the body. They measure the omega-3s, the palmitic acids, the straight up inflammatory levels that already exist. And here's what we're going to do for those of you who do attend this Wednesday evening. Not only that you're going to be able to do a test that is going to measure, you know, the optimum condition of your nervous system, your cell inflammation. It's going to look at your potential for dementia and cognitive loss, your resistance, your resilience, if you will, to concussion. How about your risk of stroke? How quickly do you process information? You know, does it take you forever to learn anything anymore? You know, all of us have had that piece, but there's a test that we are utilizing. It's from BrainSpan Laboratories and generally runs well in excess of $100 to do. And for those of you who show up, we're going to run it for $59. And it's our gift. It's our cost. And we want you to have this. It's what we pay for the test. And then you'll do the test, and then you'll come back, and one of the guys will interpret everything for you and tell you what's going on. So if you'd like to have that availability, it's the only time, because I'm lecturing this Wednesday evening. I'm going to do a healthcare wellness town hall. We're going to offer this to you and give you an opportunity. You're not going to get it anyplace else. It's one that the you know, that is, it's amazing. It'll tell you whether you're good to optimal in your capacity. It'll tell you if you're down in the tubes, what you got to do to repair it. Our docs will sit with you. But we're going to look at that relative to all the injuries that you've had and the impact and the stress patterns and so forth. This is an opportunity for you to get your questions answered. So many of my patients come in and ask the question, you know, I've had these problems forever. I have MS. I have degenerative disease. I have stenosis. I've got whatever. You put the tag on it. You know, my doc told me we're going to look at something. We're going to watch it. Hey, Kate, think about that for a second. Have you ever had a physical or you've ever had an examination? And the doc says, well, you know, we'll watch it. Watch what? You want to watch it until then it's deadly already and you're going to take you out? How about proactive something or other to get it done, get it out of the way, figure out what you got to do structurally, chemically, emotionally to figure out where the puzzle came from? Watch what? It's like the most inane, asinine situation I've ever heard anybody say ever. Watch it. We're going to watch it. We're going to watch it. Well, why don't you come in and on Wednesday evening and we'll talk about it and I'll take you through the process. And we're going to ask, like, when was the very first time? When did you notice this? What injuries do you have? Were you born? I mean, so many of you had injuries at birth that the body remembers and alters its capacity to function because of that situation. So we're going to do that on Wednesday evening. We're going to take you through. We're going to talk about different nutrient bases and how they affect the body. We're going to talk about injuries and how they affect the body. We're going to talk about how your dentistry may have been affected, you know, in certain ways. Any questions that you want, but I'm going to set the stage. We're going to talk about brain-body chemistry. And this is a night that 40 of you will be able to get this test if you want it. It's up to you. We're going to make it available to our cost, and it's put out by BrainSpan Laboratories, and you're going to be able to measure all kinds of metabolic indicators that affect your brain and your nervous system. But more importantly, when we're done, it'll give you the capacity to fix it. You know, our doctors will sit down with you after you do the test. By the way, take some time. It's a finger prick test, one drop of blood. And then there's a test that they're going to send you. It's a cognitive test. It's a reflex test. If you can't do it on your own iPhone, then you can come in the office and we'll let you use one of our iPads or our iPhones and get it done. But it has to be a touch screen. And it's a super indicator of where you are, where you're headed, what you can do to reverse it. And this is our gift to you. Why? Because my job is to make sure that you get all the data and the information that you possibly need to turn things around. So this Wednesday evening, the 24th, join me. Okay? Right now, call me. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk about the little things that, you know, that are going on in your life, the things that you want to fix, right? As long as I'm on the spin here, I want to talk a little bit about functional neurology and what it is. And you know, you've heard the term, you hear functional medicine and dentistry, and everybody's doing functional, right? Well, what it means really is looking at things in systems, Functional neurology uses specifically designed therapeutic modes that affects the performance of your brain and the nervous system. As you look at the brain, its master switching board of everything that goes on in your body, you really have to understand that there's an intercommunication that continues on an ongoing basis. Functional neurology was developed and has an ongoing developmental process from the neurosciences. And, you know, research that's coming up now, we know that the brain is very plastic. What does that mean? Plasticity, plastic brain, means it's moldable, it's reshapable. So when you mess it up, even with concussion, even with cognitive impairment, there are other portions of the brain that can take over and then communicate differently and better than it did before. Isn't that interesting? That you can actually restore function, not only to the rest of your body, but to the brain, and make life a whole lot easier. Wouldn't you not like to know how to do that? Well, we're going to talk about that this Wednesday evening as well, but give us a call now, 888-630-9625. Coming up to a break, and we're going to get a little bit more into this interesting nervous system of yours. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that this Wednesday evening and invite you to something that I rarely do. It's an in-office presentation. I'm going to be doing a healthcare presentation on wellness, but it's going to be a town hall type of presentation, meaning that you get to ask anything that you want. We're going to cover some things on brain cognitive function. And by the way, those of you who come, and we're going to have to limit it to 40 people, so you need to make that reservation like today after the program. We're going to offer you a test. It's BrainSpan is the laboratory, and it's going to be able to measure tons of different markers on your brain, and it's done with a drop of blood and an interactive test. And traditionally, it's well over $100, and we're going to give it to you at our price at $59 simply because of the fact that we want you to know the things that you can get done. So those of you there, 40 of you, will give you this. You don't have to take it, by the way. You don't have to do it, but it's going to be available to you, and then you'll sit down with one of our doctors, and they'll go over the testing procedures. But it'll give you summaries of the total overall health of your nervous system, your cell inflammation, your risk of future dementia, you know, your resilience to concussion, your risk of stroke, your ability to maintain attention. Isn't that great with ADD and ADHD? Memory capacity, processing speeds, and so forth. This is a tremendous test. And it's very inexpensive. Again, it's at our cost, and our guys will sit down with you and go over this with you. There are, you know, the assessment is comprised of four structural blood cell biomarkers and four structural cognitive tests. And when you get done with this thing, it measures all the things we talked about, from mega fatty acids, inflammatory index, palmitic acid, trans fats, all the things that, you know, you need to know about your processing speed. How quickly do you integrate information? You know, your memory capacity. Are you losing it all? And, you know, you leave your keys in the refrigerator, you know, or your cell phone, like I did one day. You know, I came in with a bundle of things. I opened the refrigerator. I was looking for something to put something away, and I left my stupid cell phone in there. Anyway, palmitic acid. So if you're doing things like that, this is an opportunity. Make sure that you get it done. It's going to be a great night. We're going to have some fun. I rarely lecture in office anymore. It's an opportunity to have some fun and to really make it real for all of you. Let's go to the phones. Bobby, how can I help you, sir?
Hi. I'm actually female. My name's Bobby.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I am bipolar. I'm 58 years old, and I have done I've been recently doing a lot of reading, and I've read that with bipolar, the hippocampus is actually smaller. And I used to think, and then the hippocampus is hooked up to, sends messages to the hypothalamus.
That's right.
Which regulates your hormones.
Yes.
And then I even went on to read that the parasympathetic and sympathetic, with your heart. So it's one just leads to the other.
So what's the question?
The question with the bipolar is there anything that you can do to help with
sure.
the hippocampus?
Sure, lots. So what you have to understand, and you're only getting part of the story by reading, that's the internet's a great thing, but it's also somewhat misleading. So there's this thing called HPA axis, which is hypothalamus pituitary adrenals. And in between that, you have this pineal gland that sits there, and also the hippocampus. And so for the hippocampus is master regulator of all types of things, but not just hormones. And it is an intermediary in hormonal function. It's the guy that gets fried and makes you not be able to think properly when your stress levels are over the top. It's the one that begins to break down. Can it be repaired? Yes, but under very exacting patterns. So you have to know more about how long stress patterns have been involved. And we're talking about emotional stress patterns. We're talking about sleep deprivation. We're talking about dietary patterns. If you or anybody else with that type of problem has a habit of eating sugars or carbohydrates that convert into sugars very quickly, or things that are autoimmune reactive to the intestinal tract, it's going to make it worse. There was a book that was written years ago, Sugar Blues, and that goes back to the late 60s. And what it talked about is what happens when blood sugars crash and ebb and flow, that your emotional state and your behavior pattern goes from very, very low to very, very high. That can be one of the regulating patterns there. Biochemically, if there's any injury to the body, it can upset the brain pattern and its function. You have three parts of your brain. You have the primitive brain, the middle brain, and then the guy that makes you human that you can think and function and process information with. The middle brain is the one that you're talking about because it's an automatic reset pattern. And when things happen, this is called the mesencephalon, by the way, there's ways of resetting that, but you have to treat the entire system at this point that's broken, and you have to change all the pathways that are involved with that. But in our experience over the years, and this is the area that we're talking about, functional neurology, and that test that I talked about this week that we're going to be doing is also one that will show a lot of predictive markers with that. So to answer your question, Bobby, yes, there's things that can be done 100% of the time, not always. There's some genetic markers that are there, but it's worth a further conversation. So, it's something that I'd love to be able to walk through with you and help you. We're coming up to a break, unfortunately. We'll be right back after some very important information.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio. Call 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Our last caller asked a question about bipolar disorders, and some of these are genetically predisposed. Many of them are environmentally triggered. And what do I mean by that? Because of the things that happened to us with injury compacts to the head, to the skull, to the brain, to the upper portion of the cord. Sometimes it's simply dietary. There are many approaches to handle bipolar patterns without drugs. And unfortunately, some of the medications that they're using are awful, and they cause other residual patterns as well. But when you look at the patient, you have to look at injury that's sustained from maybe even from birth all the way through, any kind of blows, even subtle things. This is the susceptibility to injury to the brain from even dental medications, things that you've had, fillings, the mercury fillings, those are the silver amalgam fillings, inoculations, vaccines that have high levels of aluminum and mercury and so forth, and preservatives. All these things can affect the brain and how it functions. The HPA axis, the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal system, if your fight-flight system, your adrenal system is fried, not working the way it's supposed to, then you're going to have a sustained ongoing problem that continues to get worse. So you really need to know what the processes are involved. And unfortunately, traditional allopathic community doesn't look at it. They try to fix it with things like lithium. And unfortunately, you look up lithium as a drug and you're going to see where the problematic situations are. But, there's things that have been used from rhodiola to SAMe, meditation and light therapy, acupuncture, cranial manipulation, functional neurology. But you have to hit the right pathway for the person's problem and work through it very steadfastly. If you do that, you identify all the markers, you get the patient as a willing participant, doing what they need to get done, handling any of the emotional pathways, then you see things shift. And we're going to talk a little bit about that this Wednesday evening, the 24th, as I said. This Wednesday, one of the few times ever, I'm going to be doing a presentation in office, May the 24th, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing. And love to have you. This is a no cost. It's our gift to you. We're going to make available to you a test from BrainScan, BrainSpan Laboratories, which is going to measure very specific markers of cognitive flexibility and omega-3 fatty acids and palmitic and trans fats and so forth. It's going to tell you how susceptible you are to losing your mind, meaning you can't think anymore, right? You can't function. You can't process. Have you ever had a problem with ADD, ADHD? I know I did as a kid growing up, but that came from a lot of blows I had to my skull and the way that I ate, coming from this very Sicilian family. I ate things in those days that I know today that shouldn't have ever been in my diet. But, we've changed and cleaned up and found things. But you go to different articles, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition and Journal of American Neurology and so forth, and you're going to see the effect that injury and depletion and stress have on so many different pathways in the body. It's important that you take control, that you understand, and you don't be duped. Process the information, get all the information. But these things can be dealt with, but you have to understand where the triggering mechanism is, and you have to go as far upstream as you possibly can. It can be structural. The body has a memory. It's survival and it's directive. So it wants to make sure that it continues to sustain life. And it may limp along. You may end up with pain. You may end up with a loss of function, but it wants to stay alive. Problem is, your quality of your life goes down the tubes. And we need to be able to walk through that matrix, and the body in the right direction will begin to unfold, will begin to open up, will begin to change, will begin to redevelop, and you get your life back. I mean, it's really that straightforward. My belief has always been, as long as you're breathing, you can make a difference. You can begin to change things around. So this Wednesday evening, the 24th, 7 p.m., you got the first 40, and then we're going to say, I'm sorry, and then we're going to have to, you know, we're going to call you to make sure that, and you have to give us a valid phone number so we can call and make sure that you're coming. So 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Tell the receptionist that you'd like to attend. You're going to have to call tomorrow, leave a message today, and go to the website, rosellecare.com. That's R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E.com, rosellecare.com, and be there. We're going to have some fun. We're going to answer all kinds of questions. Not just brain function, but whatever is bugging you, and you don't know why. You tried everything, and you don't know why it hasn't gotten fixed. Well, I'm going to explain it to you. I'm going to explain it to you, Lucy. We're going to get it done. We're going to take you through step by step and show you why, and show you how when things are integrated properly and you looked at multidimensionally, that you actually can begin to fix something. So this Wednesday, May the 24th, 7 p.m., you got to register for it. If you don't register for it, you know, you're not getting in. You can't just walk in. So make sure that you register. 703-698-7117. The number here is 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. By the way, that test that we're going to offer to you, we're going to give it to you at our cost at $59. This test is normally runs north of $100 and can go up to $199. Depends on the community. So this is an opportunity that we're going to be able to extend to you because we get buys on things. And for us, it's the data, it's the information that we can sit down with you. We don't make any money on this after the hassle. It's just we want to be able to sit with you, right, and be able to explain things. So Wednesday evening, you're going to have to put up with me because I'm going to be working all day long, and then I'm just going to go in, and I'm going to sip on a protein shake, and we're going to talk. We're going to have some fun. We're going to figure this thing out. Let's talk about the brain a little bit, but a couple other things that I want to bring to your attention today. You know, if you've been following the news, you've been a lot of information out there on vaccines and what they're doing. And, you know, there's an interesting story that I picked up the other day. It says the U.S. spends more on healthcare, by the way, and has one of the highest childhood vaccination rates in the entire world. And it's crippled. The U.S. is crippled by chronic disease and disability and the epidemic cost. The cost, you want to talk about balancing the budget? Cost in healthcare to this country is $2 trillion annually. That's the cost. So from the day of birth through 18 years of age, we're getting children that are being given dozens and dozens of doses of vaccines. And they contain all kinds of genetically modified everything, genetically engineered viruses and bacteria and toxic metals and antibiotics and, you know, animal and insect DNA and RNA. You're not a bug. You're not a bug. It's not supposed to be going in your body. By the way, there's a website called Vaxxed.com, V-A-X-X-E-D, Vaxxed.com. Check it out, and you're going to check out the truth about vaccines, but also that stupid Gardasil that they want to get boys inoculations on now. Go check it out. Read it for yourself. Don't believe me. Go check it out. Vaxxed.com to get all the data. You know, 1 in 6 of our children, 1 in 6 is learning disabled. 1 in 6. How can that be? We spend more money on healthcare than anybody else. We're supposed to be this elite, strong, incredible nation. 1 in 9 children have asthma. 1 in 10 have mental disorders. 1 in 13 are severely allergic. 1 in 20 have very severe epileptic patterns. The autism rate is 1 in 50, and 1 in 400 are diabetic. Do you know what that says about us? 1 in 50. There's actually some studies right now that are saying that things continue the way they are by the year 2032, that 1 in 2 children will be autistic. 1 in 2. I mean, give me a break. What are we doing to ourselves? This is not okay. I want you to be aware. So you have to, there's a woman that wrote an article, Revolution for Truth Rally. And this happened, and there was an event that was equal to the name. This goes back to March of this year, March 31st. Her name was Barbara Lowe Fisher. And it was an event that was actually attended by thousands of people. You know, with everything else that's going on, we're not drawn to the important things. The thing, and these people were there to bring about a platform that they want to have their own opinion when it comes to, you know, vaccinations. They want to be able to talk about it. They don't want to be suppressed. I mean, think about vaccines in the school, you know, and ask your doctor, would you give your children all the vaccines that you're recommending for my children? And would you give them at the same time? Or would there be other modifications that you would look at? I think the numbers will surprise you. Ask some of the nurses in the hospital. Ask some of the nurses and doctors who have left institutions because they refused to receive the vaccines that were part of the policy of the hospital or the institution or the clinic. Ask the question. Don't be a lemming that's, you know, following people over to the cliff. You must be an advocate about, you know, to know the truth about things. You know, the drugs that are being prescribed, the reason behind it. Who gets to gain? Who gets to put money in their pocket? Who wrote the original check to get things done? Kids are being forced into getting vaccine, and the rate of impairment and disability and autism is going through the ceiling. That's called a clue. That's called a clue. Now, I'm not taking an anti-vaccination stand. I'm simply saying, go check it out. Go find out what's really going on. You know, learning disabilities have exploded in tandem with the increased vaccinations. Kids get about 26 vaccinations if you're on schedule before they're a year old. 26! I mean, really? How's this possible? 26. There are children who get these inoculations and then within a day to two or three to four to five, they collapse into an autistic pattern because of the inflammatory reaction that occurs in the brain within hours of getting DPT shots. I want you to ask the question, how does this happen? You know, the CDC now directs doctors to give pregnant women vaccines that were never licensed for use to be put into a pregnant woman ever. And now they're giving them to them. Why? What are we doing? Why are we doing this to our population? It's an untold of doc. You know, these guys are up there and they're giving these kids dozens. And they're altered and modified. They have formaldehyde in it. They have other proteins in it. They have glutaraldehyde, which is another stabilizer and preservative. They have antibiotics. They have synthetic particles. All the things that we talked about. This is what you're putting into your children. This is what you put in yourself. Had a conversation with a medical physician the other day, and we were talking about vaccines. I wanted to get this person's stance on vaccines. And very smart person. And I said, you know, do you do this? He smiled. I said, come on, between you and me and the fence posts, I'm going to talk about it on the air, but I'm not going to talk about your name. I said, do you do this stuff? He says, no. I said, have your children been vaccinated? Not yet. Are they going to be? Maybe. And so I'm dragging the information out. So if this physician isn't going to do it for their own family, the children, why in God's name would you be subject to inoculations, vaccines, without asking hard questions? Where's the good science that demonstrates that children are healthier, that we're healthier because of the repeated vaccinations that we're giving, that, you know, artificial hyperstimulant inflammatory responses occur 50 times before a child is 6 years old, and people who have problems with dementia patterns anyway, and they give them these things, the shingles vaccines, the pneumonia vaccines, you know the drill, that long-term studies, these people are worse because of it, and they actually get the diseases. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Are our children healthier? Are we healthier? We spend $2 trillion plus a year on healthcare in this country. $2 trillion a year. And we have the worst health index anywhere. We're number 27 in the world index of industrialized countries when it comes to wellness and health. That's why this Wednesday evening, the 24th of this month, join me at the Results Center for Healing. We're going to have a town hall meeting. We're going to do Q&A. We're going to ask, you can ask any question that you want. You know what? And if I don't know, I'm not going to BS you. I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to look that up and we're going to find the answer to it and we're going to let everybody know about it. So why don't you join me this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing, the 24th of this month. And it's one of the few times you're going to get me in the office. I'm going to sit and just, you know, chew it with you a little bit, and we're going to discuss all kinds of stuff. 40 of you, and then we're going to offer many of you that brain span test that will tell you where you're at cognitively, where you're at relative to potential deterioration and capacity of the nervous system. Brain controls everything. It has a memory. It's affected by injury. It's affected by the plates of your skull that holds the brain together that are not firing the way it's supposed to. It's affected by the brain stem being re-stimulated and causing the reactive brain, the automatic brain, the vestigial brain, the middle brain, the mesencephalon, and the upper brain to work the way it's supposed to. Let's talk about those things. Let's have some fun with it. You know, ask questions. You know, this is, you know, Stump the Wizard of Oz, right? Not really. He's smarter than I am. But we'll have some fun with this, and let's, you know, let's really talk about the things that are important to you. We don't do that often, and I sure don't lecture in office as much as I used to, because I'm all over the place, so I try to take a respite and let my really brilliant doctors at the Result Center for Healing do that. So this Wednesday evening, give me a call. You know, they got a call today, right? There's only going to be 40 of you that we're going to allow with us. 703-698-7117. Call, register, let's get it done. We're coming up to a break, and, you know, we have to pay attention to those who bring you Dr. Tom Roselle live. Got all kinds of things to talk to you. I wish this program was about 3 hours today, because I'd really like to get into detail of some of these things. They're really, really very, very important things that you need to know. So don't go away. We'll be back. We'll touch a few more things, and then I'll see you Wednesday night. Be right back.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roselle here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Roselle live. Yes, I've been in studio. Always am. Just like you do every Sunday, 12 noon, right up on the top of the hour. Those of you who are different parts of the world and country, and thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Do the math. You know when to find me. And if you need to get a hold of me when we're not here, it's very easily done. Go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com. RoselleCare.com. Send me a note. We will get back to you. If you want to talk to one of the docs at the Roselle Center for Healing, 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. That's the same number you're going to call right now as soon as we get off the air and register for this Wednesday evening's Town Hall Q&A on health and wellness. And guess who's doing it? Me. I'm going to be your presenter. We're going to have some fun. I'm going to get into all kinds of different, you know, conditions, because you're going to ask the questions. I'm going to do a little bit of a presentation on brain chemistry, brain body function, and the why behind it and the control. But, you know, more importantly, I want you to understand that regardless of where you are right now, things can be improved. And not necessarily reversed, depends on your age and where you're at, but definitely improved. It depends on how much of a partner you want to be in your own health care. Remember, there's only three things that cause anything. You've either been injured in some way, significantly or minor. An injury can be something as silly as chewing gum on the same side of your mouth all day long, because you're jamming one side of your mouth and you're expanding the other, and you're jamming and expanding and jamming and expanding, and the muscles are becoming imbalanced, and pretty soon your head begins to not function properly, meaning the plates that surround the brain, and it's going to have an electrical magnetic imbalance that's going to cause other things to happen. If you've had bad dental work, you know, and unfortunately your dentist still is using the old silver amalgams, you still have them in your mouth, you've absorbed them in, your body protects you by taking all that stuff and putting it into fat or into synapses in your brain so they can't be easily detected in blood unless they're stimulated, provoked to dump. And then if they're there, you're going to have a problem. If you don't have one currently, you're ignoring it and it's starting to go a little bit more at a time. You know, we're talking about the vaccines that have beat us up, biochemical patterns, everything. And so many students today are being put on Ritalin and Prozac. Maybe that's because of all the damn vaccines that they put on them beforehand, you know, and their brain's not working the way they're supposed to. You know, 95% of 320 million children that were studied in you know, one go-round had gotten two measles shots, five pertussis shots, plus a dozen other doses of other vaccines early on. Do you think that doesn't do something to children? Do you think it didn't do something to you? Trust me, a lot of the problems that you're having now is a result of the exposures that you have that were not necessarily things that, you know, that you would have done to yourself had you not known. You know, Congress appropriates $1 trillion a year to the Department of Health. $1 trillion. And, you know, this goes to pay CDC and NIH and FDA and so forth. And it's like, what are they gaining? How does it make our health any better when our health index is going down the virtual tube? That we're sicker than we've ever been, that we're suffering from everything from increased obesity and diabetes and cancers and schizophrenia, bipolar problems, depressions, pain patterns that just don't go away, you know, inflammatory bowel disease and metabolic disorders and all of those things. Where is it that we're getting better? Wouldn't you like to take control of your health? I don't take any drugs. I feel great. I'm 20 pounds lighter than I played ball in college. So if I can do it, why can't you make a decision to do something different? Let's talk about that Wednesday evening. Join me at the Rozelle Center for Healing. Call 703-698-7117. Join me. We're going to have a great time. Town hall meeting. You get to answer the questions. Coming up to that end where I have to say goodbye. See you next week. I love you all.